Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Jim Mitchell back with you again as we dig deeper into the C-suite here as we visit consulting in the C-suite with Lori Husband. And we get together on this podcast to talk about a number of factors and activities, issues that arise among managers, owners in businesses, talk about some of the things that impact their employees and dig a little bit deeper into some of the things that Lori Husband specializes in as we talk about HR, we talk about consulting, we talk about mergers and acquisitions. So, Lori, thanks for being here today. We're not going to be general. We're going to do a case study, kind of dig into your files a little bit. So I really appreciate you kind of opening up and letting us have this look. I'm looking forward to our conversation today.
Thank you, Jim. I am looking very forward to this one, although this is a situation that probably should have never happened, but it did. So okay. I want to just bring it to light, and hopefully people
The thing is, you've always given us guidance, sharing so much information about all the things to do. They don't always get done, but sometimes it brings it into view a little bit better when we see how badly things can go. So let's talk about that. First of all, just kind of give us the basic circumstances that brought this particular client to you.
So she came to me. I've known her for a while now, a few years, and been doing a little bit of work for her. And I do have to keep it as confidential as I can, right? So
Sure. She
was experiencing, so trying to make it simple, she was experiencing her husband was having some health issues. And when she was kind of telling me some certain things about, their required documents that were, or doctor's appointments that were needed, all the tests that were being taken, a lot of time off that was needed. So that was daunting in itself, having no clarity of what was wrong with him. I mean, it took several weeks into almost months to get a diagnosis for him. And when I started listening to her answers, of how, she started talking to his HR department. And when she was saying certain things to me, the red flags were just going off in my head, nicely.
So her husband was employed at a company.
Correct.
And due to his circumstances then, his wife, your acquaintance, had to kind of dig in and start to help guide the healthcare process and the benefits process. Is that kind of a good summary there?
Yes, that's a great summary.
Okay. All right. So now you've mentioned red flags already. So that that's where we're going to start to dig in a little bit. What was your reaction when you started to hear some of the things that this acquaintance was bringing back to you in terms of how things were being handled?
Honestly, Jim, I said this over and over to her. I was absolutely appalled. I was absolutely appalled at the things that she was telling me.
And as you say that, was your response because of what the company did or didn't do? Was it a lack of help? Was it just poor communication? Was it company policy? A lot of things can go wrong. What was your sense as to where the breakdown was occurring?
I believe the breakdown was, first and foremost, the lack of basic, very, very basic HR knowledge that HR professionals learn, within your first book that you open if you go to school for this. It is so basic that I just could not wrap my head around that they couldn't answer simple medical leave answers for this person. They wouldn't answer how much PTO time that he had left. They couldn't get them FMLA paperwork within the allotted time. It took them, I think, after he had passed away for them to get him his paperwork. Like right. I said, there's a lot of lack of attention to detail. They were not responsive to her at all. They did not have a sense of urgency. And honestly, they had lacked empathy.
Which in and of itself can be such a significant issue in personal situations like that. And I think, as you talked in the past, HR needing to be an advocate for employees to hear that kind of response can really be very damaging. So take us through that a little bit. You mentioned some of the errors. Or what would you have liked to see HR do differently or the company do differently in this process, obviously? Be more timely or everything? I mean, yeah.
Everything. Okay. I think, you know, I realize that we have a lot of employees now in the workforce that are elderly. So we should be prepared on when our employees have somebody's death, a spouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've had children pass away, right? We've had these things. So it's not unreasonable to be knowledgeable about how to handle a situation as difficult as this. I think that in my experience, the first thing that you talk to somebody about is putting them on family medical leave. Obviously, family medical leave is for 50 employees and over, but if you have some type of medical leave policy, which they did, so they needed to adhere to FMLA, but they didn't even give her the proper paperwork within, I mean, it had to be at least 6 weeks before they gave her the paperwork for her to even apply for him, because obviously he was not, his diagnosis came back as terminal. And right then and there, now we're also talking about what is his life insurance policy look like? Where do we get this information? How much do we have for it? Who do we contact? And then it was, okay, if he doesn't stay on FMLA, he's going to go on to short-term disability and long-term disability. And, you know, if he stays on long-term disability, how long is the disability for? Like these general basic things that your HR person should know. It was really, it wasn't only appalling, it was just sad. The stress that she was under, not knowing what was wrong with him, having him decline on an hourly basis, right? And then not having somebody to walk her through, here is step by step, here's the paperwork that we need.
And that leads really to my next question as we're just kind of flying through this conversation with Lori Husband today here on Consulting in the C-Suite. And Lori can always be reached at 847-401-0014. We'll give you that number again. But first of all, Lori, I assume, as you mentioned already, that there are certain policies and requirements that companies – are obligated to provide to employees.
Yes.
And so first of all, you have to look at a situation like this and say, is there a violation there? Was there something not done? And then if they do have, you know, their own policies, it's awfully difficult to have policies and not have the company live up to upholding those. Was the breakdown both in terms of any violations or was just poor execution?
Well, the violation would have been not giving her what she needed, so she couldn't even mm-hmm. apply for FMLA.
Okay.
So if you want to say violation might be a little bit strong, I really believe that these employees had no idea how to manage FMLA. They had no idea mm-hmm. how to manage a terminal employee of their own and dealing with mm-hmm. the spouse, right? I really just think that they had no idea that situations really do get this bad.
Yeah. And what's your view on that? So in a very sad situation like this, a spouse, you know, reaches out, says, look, we're going to need help. This is a terminal diagnosis. There's things we just have to work our way through here. Should the HR organization wait, or do they need to wait for specific questions, or should they be proactive and reach out to the family and say, here are things you need to do, you know, here are the policies, here's what we're here to help you with. Is that too much to expect?
That is what I would have expected. And that's when you said, you know, what should I have, what I have liked to have seen differently. I think being proactive, calming her down a little bit, it's kind of our job to be that sound board for them, right? And then offer the solutions that the company can offer. Offer them solutions that here's, even if you can't ask specific questions, no, of course they can't ask for the diagnosis. They can't ask for certain things. That's what the paperwork is for. But you can point them in the right direction. And when she started answering some of the questions that I was asking, like, okay, how much PTO time does he have? What day is he going on FMLA? Then I made it my responsibility, I'm going to be on the calls with you. And so I was able to walk her through even just the acronyms, you know, what's STD, what's LTD, what, you know, all of these things that are so out of her scope right now that she can't focus on trying to learn this whole department, let alone what she's going through with her husband. So our spot is to really be that sounding board and offer the right solutions.
You've helped us in many cases throughout our podcast series here, talking about the role that management needs to take in running a successful and healthy company. What should a C-suite team take away from this example, this real-world example, in terms of kind of evaluating their own HR team and policies? What, you know, how does a management team who's looking to get better take this information and improve?
In my experience with going through this, it's really some employers and some owners, whatever their title is, they just don't know enough about how to manage these difficult situations. My biggest recommendation would be to vet your HR people better, find out from other HR people what you don't know. Because I realize people don't know what they don't know until something really happens, but then start asking the difficult questions and just do a better job vetting.
Yeah, because we think of HR as benefits, salaries, PTO, those things. But obviously, as you said, as we age, well, anywhere, this is going to happen at some point in each company. So it sounds like this is something that ought to just be in the playbook, that there should be some training and role-playing to be ready for this when it does happen.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Okay. So I know we always kind of run out of time here, but this focuses a little bit on corporate culture. It focuses on, you know, taking care of employees. Tell us a little bit more, Lori, about, you know, your work and again, if someone's listening and is worried about their own organization, how you might be able to step in and provide a little guidance to use this as a warning not to let it happen anywhere else.
Well, I think that talking about your culture, I don't know that this is a part of your culture, maybe a little bit too broad, but I do believe that this is where you might have the wrong – this situation was clearly where employees were definitely in the wrong positions. I think where I come in is I can help you navigate a difficult situation like this.
All right. Well, we're going to tell people to reach out to you at 847-401-0014, website vrc-hr.com, but I know you always prefer phone conversations and encourage people to check in with you to get some guidance, some consulting, and whether it's for an existing company and a merger as things change, Lori Husband is the person you want to reach out to, 847-401-0014. Lori, thanks for sharing this information and this really unfortunate story with us today, but hopefully a case study that leads to better things for organizations really everywhere. A good lesson to learn. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we're going to dive back into another topic coming up very soon. Thanks.